microphone.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I can.
I'm recording now.
All right.
But it doesn't do...
it only took half an hour.
Doesn't do MIDI?
It doesn't do MIDI, which is what I really need for.
Yeah.
I'm recording. I'm just setting up my soundboard and stuff, so say something funny.
It only took half an hour, Craig. Yeah.
For somebody who is talking about this production getting too overproduced, it's become overproduced.
It has. I mean, technical foul-ups.
Soundboards.
How many
cables just so I don't have to edit, like, the intros and stuff.
No,
just
I like that. Correct. That's smart.
Directly.
Yeah, it may be overproduced in the first bit, but then it can be underproduced later.
When it comes to content.
Yeah.
I'd like it if you have more sounds.
More sounds, yeah.
No, I'm the one who deals with the other sounds, right, Andy?
Are you? Yeah, burping into
the microphone. We need a Florida Man
burping
song. We need a Florida Man song.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a Florida Man song.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Awesome.
Florida Man.
I got a song, too. Vignette. A little bit late on the podcast.
It's a podcast. Evil podcast. You might ask yourself, am I feeling evil? Are you?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 102, to the Evil Podcast. Oh, you're supposed to do the echo.
Oh!
Anyway, my name is Andy. I'll be your host. Sitting on my right, Craig Cardboard.
Hola.
Welcome.
Thank you.
To your own house. Still at your house, not in mine.
Yeah, still not in the new...
I need to buy chairs.
You gotta rename that studio, too. You gotta come up with a name for it.
The Tiki Cave.
The Tiki Cave.
Yeah,
I love
that's
it.
What it's called.
Okay, awesome.
Over here, I think I'm canonically Benji.
Yeah.
He knows his nickname? I thought it was a secret.
You pointed to me.
Get in more on your mic.
Oh, okay. Because
you're lower than everybody.
Damn it.
Sitting across from me, Tyler, Dan Luxon.
Andy overproducing, causing chaos.
You want to be able to hear Bendy. Anyway, we have a guest this weekend.
I think you opened the fourth wall there. I didn't think Benji was aware of his nickname. So
aware of it.
I hit the screen when I said Benji has been found.
I think he's in, like, Benji in my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Benji Keith, even.
I think for a while, he really didn't know what my name was when I first met. And I legitimately fell back.
No, I think when we met, like, the first couple of times, I think I asked Craig, like, what is his name again? Is it, like, Keith? And we're like, well, he looks like a Benji. So
No, I probably just said, no, Benji. That's
maybe.
His name. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's got the good Scooby-Doo scrappy hair today.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. So have you been since last we saw you on the show, which was probably our last green episode?
Mm. Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I don't know. The very last one.
Green?
A green episode.
Oh, what's that?
We can't talk about that on mic.
Oh.
Green. Yeah. It has to do with vapors and things.
Yeah. There's some coded language at work here.
Colorado episode,
thing that's
you mean.
Almost legal in Canada, but not quite.
Almost.
Yeah.
Get on it, Trudeau.
Yeah.
No, I not much. I think since last I was on here, two things have lit on fire at work, but
really?
Yeah.
No, that's a good way to count time.
Yeah.
what went on fire most recently?
Well, both were the same thing, just in different computers. It turns out, like, the power cables connecting hard drives up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can just spontaneously combust.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like the actual plug-in power thingy that you plug into the wall, or
no. Inside the tower, the thing that actually plugs into the hard drive.
That little 8 prongy thing that zips onto them.
Exactly. Yeah. I come in. Someone's like, I can't seem to get at my H drive. I'm like, oh, let me take a look. Yeah, that's weird. It doesn't seem to be showing up at all. I'll open it up. Scorch marks everywhere. I think I found your problem.
Yeah. It's a fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fires.
Speaking of fire water.
Fire water.
Oh.
It's time for...
Liquor balls. Craig's liquor balls. Looks so good. Craig's liquor balls.
Okay. So what I have for you today is something I think we talked about, but we never had. It's nothing I made myself this time.
Thank God.
Although it might as well be.
Yeah, it might as well be.
Well, I'm apprehensive.
Yeah. I don't know. You probably don't listen to her, but I think episode 100, I had made like some infused vodka. So one was nicotine infused. And
this one's
a Szechuan pepper, I think.
Huh. This one is
infused. She had a mushroom vodka.
Yeah, mushroom was horrible.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah.
This one he squeezed from the used basketball jerseys of the Canadian women's basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Sweat infused.
If you get black stuff in, it's just the wax on the cork. I don't.
Smells ever clearish.
You want more than that, Tyler?
No, that's good. I need a passer.
Because you know what it is.
I do know what it is.
Mm.
It's got a pinkish tinge.
Like the pop singer?
Mingy.
It smells, well, I know what it is too, so I know what it smells of.
Ooh. It doesn't really smell like anything.
Craig does.
It hits
not.
Me good, and then an unfamiliar flavor comes in.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it tastes what it's, it's actually quite good. I don't mind it.
It's very smoky.
Yeah.
That'll help. Zoom me in on the flavor again, so at least.
I don't know. I wouldn't say it tastes like smoke. I think it tastes like whatever.
Kerosene.
I think it tastes like whatever they add to barbecue chips to fake being a barbecue.
Right. Mm. Yeah. Oh. That could be very possible, Hickory. Actually. So, any guesses on what this is?
Yeah, that's smoke for sure now.
Now,
no guesses? Okay.
Now, take this and think of what are things that would be smoked.
Here, I'll give you the tab. Capers?
Close.
Craig.
Really?
Read this.
Oh, okay. Smoked salmon vodka, question mark?
Yeah.
We know how it sounds, but the moment you try our smoky savory vodka and realize that it's made from pristine glacier ice that feeds the waters of Alaska's wild salmon, you'll never settle for a plain Bloody Mary again. Okay, this could be very good.
Oh, yeah. I don't drink Bloody Marys, but yeah, I can see that because you have the protein taste, I guess, from the...
Okay, now I get it.
Yeah.
It's confusing when you drink something clear and you don't
that
quite
you don't know
what it is.
It is, yeah.
It can be hard to identify.
Yeah. Well, look at the whole actual bottle now. I can kind of see a tinge to
a
it.
A pinky tinge.
Yeah, it is a pinky tinge to the vodka.
You could cook some salmon and pour this on there. I don't know. What would that do?
I'm thinking of having this into my tuna casserole next time.
Oh, tuna casseroles. I haven't had one of those in years.
Really? I make it all the time because it's so easy to make.
Nice. Well...
Anyway, I didn't mind it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. I can deal with that now. You are redeemed.
Good.
We so tight.
Yeah, very tight. That was done live. So, the Olympics is winding up. Have you guys been watching it at all?
Yeah.
A lot.
I got.
Surprisingly.
Strangest sport? Race walking.
Oh, yeah. That is.
Oh, like my. Did you hear the intrigue about the race walking thing yesterday?
Didn't someone shit himself?
Okay. Was it that? Here's what I heard to start off with is that the apparently right at the finish line, the Japanese and the Canadian race walkers, the Japanese race walker threw an elbow.
Oh, yeah. Because
causing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I think I saw a headline or something.
Yeah.
I didn't read. Mm-hmm.
Causing the Japanese race walker to win. Canada protested. Then I also heard about somebody going to the bathroom on the racetrack, and I wondered what that was.
Yeah.
Somebody shit themselves?
I think he had diarrhea, and he crapped himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I think
there is no bigger stage for that kind of embarrassing thing.
I think Alex was read it or heard it, and she like Googled for like 2 minutes, and it was actually a close up where you can see something brown coming down on the back of his leg or something like that. Shit.
That's like that. What was it, Jackass or CKY movie? One of their clip things from the Jackass show was a guy running at full speed while taking a shit.
Oh,
it's
no,
possible
no.
You can do that.
It does, and it winds up on the front of you.
I think the cyclists do, at least they take a piss on their bike, like the Tour de France cyclists and stuff. Like
catheter.
I have to pee. No, just hang their
they
trunk out and pee.
Shit. Hopefully they don't want to pee on yourself, though.
Well, I think they might.
They just gladly pee on themselves?
I don't know if they do it gladly,
but it
cools
you down.
Yeah,
it's hot, hot
it's,
French.
It's either hanging your dick out and piss on yourself or lose half a minute, I guess.
Here's my question. When does one decide one wants to be a race walker?
I don't.
Does it happen at age 7?
It's right after they.
Age 11.
It's right after you win the loudest whisper contest.
It's just like, when does that potential reveal itself?
I don't know.
Do you have like race walking scouts out there, you know, looking for people who are talented at walking
fast? You get cut from a team.
Yeah. You're a marathon runner, but you run really slow.
Well, you like the idea of marathon running, but more importantly, you like the idea of artificial constraints.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you know what I really, really like? When there's a completely arbitrary set of rules so that I have to act in a completely artificial way.
There's only one rule.
I can do that, yeah.
There's only one rule. Walk, don't run.
Mm-hmm. But what constitutes walking, though? I actually know what that is.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. You have to have, like, 1 foot in the ground at all times.
Oh, that's what the rule is?
Yeah, and there's another rule, like you have to do something, you have to stretch your leg correctly or something. But basically, the walking is 1 foot has to be on the ground.
Now, do you think that just people who happen to walk that way get into the sport? Is that what it is? Like,
I think somebody's probably walking down the street. They see two old ladies in matching jumpers walking with their little weights, and he thinks...
Because it's a very
that should be an Olympic sport.
It's a very weird walk because they swing their arms and they kind of like shake their ass in a weird way, they're swaying their hips or something. I don't know. It's a weird sport. Yeah.
Wasn't there some sort of thing where sometime into race walking existing, some guy figured out, wait, I can still follow the rules but walk entirely differently, and everyone freaked out about it.
I don't know. I haven't heard about that.
You know how they pass out a lot of condoms at the Rio Olympics and the Olympics?
Yeah.
I don't think the race walkers are getting along. I don't know why. It's just a guess.
I hear race walkers are pretty loose.
But race walkers only sleep with other race walkers. I don't know.
I don't even want to think about that. How awkward would the sex be?
The race walkers find the ping pong people?
I think like a race walker could probably bag like a Olympic BB gun shooter. Because the air gun. Yeah, I know Sweden won a gold one. Yeah.
You shoot at nothing. Nothing.
No. It's an air powered rifle. It's not like a real gun.
They're
so
shooting
like,
an
air, like airsoft style or something like that.
Like a BB gun.
Okay.
But a fancy BB gun.
Isn't that Winter Olympics though? That's like that skiing thing.
Biathlon.
Yeah.
No, that's a different. Oh. Yeah.
This BB gun thing though, they have to wait for a protest to erupt on the outside of the Olympics in order to have their heats.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you hear about the?
They're shooting rubber bullets at the.
The swimmers who claim to get held up at gunpoint.
Yes.
Because one of them kicked in a washroom door.
Because four of them were drunk, they did something and lost a bunch of money. And
was
then
Phelps in there or was it only Phelps's friends?
No, Phelps wasn't there at all.
No. It was four other
Americans. Why do they keep saying Ryan Lochte has blonde hair? He looks like he has gray hair. I'm like,
I don't know.
So what I think has happened was like they were out, went to a bat. Like a gas station shitter.
Oh, they partied before that.
Yeah, and then they vandalized it, and two guards came up and said, like, give us money or else, because you
wrecked vandalizing? I think they kicked the door in because it was locked. Yeah. Otherwise, why would you vandalize the bathroom?
Yeah, they were drunk. They went to the gas station.
Yeah.
They decided they need to use the washroom.
Yeah.
Kicked in the door because the door was locked and they wouldn't give them the keys.
Yeah.
Proceeded to have security guards take money from them to replace the broken stuff that they smashed in.
And they made him think.
And then the one swimmer told his mom that he was held up at gunpoint when she probably asked where he was and what happened.
Or his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think maybe they were drunk enough that that's actually how they remembered it?
Maybe.
They're like, oh my God, the craziest thing happened. People were like, no.
That's because how they saw it is like when you enter the Olympic Village, they have like those airport scanners. And they could actually see in the scans that they had their wallets and stuff.
Really?
Or something like that.
And apparently they're dancing and jumping around and laughing.
Maybe.
I don't usually do that after I get held up at gunpoint.
Well, it seems to happen because there was an Australian guy. I don't know what sport, but he also said he got mugged, but it was just like the cops found him like drunk without a shirt, like stumbling around at the beach or something. He's like, I was mugged.
I was kind of like a little bit skeptical though. Just I haven't paid enough attention to actually know what these things, but like, but you know, Brazil is right now trying to make sure everything seems hunky-dory.
Yeah, for sure.
I 100% believe that if they were mugged, then the authorities would say, no, that didn't happen, right?
Yeah, it could very well be.
Do you know why the water turned green in the swimming pools?
Oh, yeah. Did they figure that out in the end?
Hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, it was?
Because Ryan Lochte changing his brown hair into that platinum blonde.
It could be. Well, did you see what happened to those swimmers afterwards, though?
The green?
Because the Lochte guy, he managed to, like right after he was done his races, he went right back to the U.S.
Yeah.
But the three other guys stuck around.
And they had to pay.
And when two guys were like just about to board their plane back to the U.S.,
yeah.
they seized their passports and kept them in Brazil until the legal stuff was
resolved. Yeah, I think
one of them had to pay $10,000 American dollars.
To a charity.
To a charity so that he could get his passport back from the Brazilian government.
That seems extra judicial. Mm-hmm. Like, well, it turns out we have this law in the books where you
they do.
To a charity.
Yeah, yeah. You can avoid certain criminal prosecution if you pay a fine and the money goes to a charity.
Can you?
Okay, so what you're saying in Brazil, there's literally a get out of jail for rich people free.
Yep.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
yep. You know what? That jives with what I know about Brazil.
Only for certain crimes, though. And they didn't tell you
can
which
it be
ones.
Like
washroom crime?
Can
vandalism.
It be any charity? Can you give it to like
the human
9/11 was an inside job charity,
which has a weirdly strong niche following in Brazil apparently.
Oh yeah, or like the Andy Foundation for poodles with a limp. Like, could you give it to that?
I don't mean to complain. I don't mean to complain about the Olympics.
No, you can complain.
We're giving it to a charity that's for the next Olympics for our swim team.
Yeah,
exactly. I wouldn't give it to Andy's poodle charity because I hear they're associated with the flat earthers.
Flat earthers.
No. The hollow earthers. Get it right, man.
Oh, is that a thing?
It's hollow?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard of that.
You haven't heard the hollow earth thing?
No,
yeah,
no.
We're like, if you look up in the sky, actually, it's like we're on the inside of the sphere. There's all these conspiracy theory things about how like that would... That was how the Germans were accurate with their rockets because they realized that it's a, you know, but I don't really remember. This kind of thing I came across in passing. I'm like, that's imaginative enough that I have respect for people to believe that. Like,
this doesn't end with a flat earth
is simple. Like, you're like, things look flat. You're like, no, I believe the earth is round, but we're on the inside of that roundness. That takes some imagination.
Let me tell you something about pi would be really important.
Yeah. Let me tell you about having to use your imagination. I flipped on the TV and I said, it's Olympics. I'm going back to Olympics. Yes. I said, beach volleyball, Brazil versus Russia. I was like, awesome.
I love how the women are almost naked. When you see the men, they're all bundled up.
But wait,
yeah.
I turned to it and immediately I was like, what?
The Egyptian
is going
team?
On. No, it wasn't even. No? It was the Brazilian team, but they were wearing long sleeve shirts and leggings, long leggings.
Must have been cold because when I saw them, they weren't.
They
must have been a cold night.
Why did that happen?
Cold night, I'm guessing.
That's wrong.
I read a whole thing on this, and I guess the professional circuit for volleyball, their like legally required uniforms winds up being bikini top, bikini bottom.
Mm-hmm.
They actually refused a bunch of Muslim people and people who were dressed in hijab from participating in the volleyball thing. And then there was a big thing about this a couple of years ago. Well, so they actually changed it. So now, like, people in hijab can do this.
Well, they went full hijab. The Brazilian volleyball team went full hijab.
But at the Olympics, because there isn't, like, a uniform that you have to wear outside of, like, your bikini thing, I think a lot of them can wear the long pants and the long shirts that they want to.
Okay.
Yeah. But they have to wear, like, the bikini with their team name and stuff over top of it.
Oh, okay.
I saw a couple of them wearing
I heard it was a way to, like, avoid a sand rash. Totally makes sense.
Well, I saw some games where they were wearing it and some games where they weren't. So.
And then it became like personal preference because the American girls were saying that they really like to wear the bikini because that's what they want to play in.
Yeah. Which is fine if they want. But if you're a man, you're not allowed to play in, like, bare-chested or
that's
whatever.
The second,
why are the men in Speedos for that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because they have to have the number on their back or something.
With the professional thing again?
Pull out a Sharpie, man.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
The professional thing for the volleyball for the guys, their uniform has to be tank top and long shorts.
Yeah.
Because the girls have to wear bikinis. The guys need to have more advertising space, so they won't let them wear anything but
they're
tank
better.
Top and shorts.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they need more ads.
Well, because we're like, we want the girls to be scantily clad, but we still also want advertising. So guys are going to have to pull your weight there.
Because I was going to say, isn't like the women's beach volley more popular than the men's?
I would
just
I hope
for
so.
That reason.
But there's a couple of guys who've complained about like the reason why women dress so... scantily had to do with like it's so warm outside, but then the guys are like it's warm outside, why can't we not wear a shirt?
You have to wear a shirt.
You know what I could really go for right now, not wearing a shirt in the sun.
You know, and it's really too bad because they have to attend the parties with the other players and all those beautiful women.
Well, yeah, now we're getting back to the like the Olympics is a fuck fest thing.
Oh really, mate? Imagine the tall children that get produced out of faulty Brazilian condom.
That was the...
That's why the Nazis really love the Olympics. They're like breeding program.
Yeah. Whoa. Except for Jesse Owens.
The Canadian heptathlete girl, she is married to the... Like, she came in third in the heptathlon, and she's married to the gold medalist from the decathlon.
Yeah.
And did you hear the buzz about Americans on Facebook? Like,
he's unpatriotic.
Traitor!
He was wearing a Canada hat.
How dare you cheer for your girlfriend from Canada?
But she was wearing shirts that had both... American and Canadian flags on them because she also cheers for the Canadian who came in.
Well, no, but again, it is like from the American perspective, it's fine for Canada to cheer for America. Of course, you cheer for America. It's America.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if let's say my wife was playing for the football team in Canada, I would have a hard time cheering for her if they were playing Sweden.
That would be hard.
If it was like an individual competition, like the septathlon thing or whatever the hell it's called.
Heptathlon.
Yeah, whatever. That's for the guys, right?
Octapathlon.
No. Guys do decathlon.
Okay.
It's 10.
Dickathlon.
Dick. Girls do 7.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Septathlon.
No.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, did you hear about the pole vaulting? Did you see that?
Canada won.
No, they did not win.
High jumping.
Did somebody poop
when they were on their pole vault?
No, but for the gold, it was like kind of like a battle between a Brazilian guy and a French guy.
Okay.
So the Brazilian cleared one of the heights. And the French, he was jumping, and they started, of course, booing because they're Brazilian. That's what they do. And he was like... and did a thumbs down just before his jump, and he didn't make it.
They made them boo more?
Yeah, they boo more. But not only that, at the medal ceremony the next day, like, oh, here's the bronze to that guy, here's the silver to the Frenchie guy, and they started booing, like, and the French guy started crying on the podium. It's very French.
I thought this story was going to end with somebody pole vaulting, and you know how they jump up and the pole like bends sideways? I thought the pole snapped and somebody died.
Oh my God, that is too good.
Yeah, here's the picture.
I'm surprised you don't hear like all the athletes just crying all the time, because you're like... Every 4 years,
the Swedish mountain biker was crying as she knew she won it ahead of time. So she was crying over the last kilometer.
What? She already knew she won it? Oh, that's arrogant. Well, that is arrogant.
She was ahead by like a minute and a half.
I tell you what.
Were you saying something?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I was thinking about saying something.
Oh, okay.
This is like the level of action.
This is like Usain Bolt, because he's like six strides ahead of everybody, bawling while he crosses the finish line. Yeah. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Except what he did was he turned, smiled to the cameras, and gave a thumbs up.
I know.
Won the race.
I like him. I think he's great.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
Was it where's that Chinese swimmer, though, who like at first thought she didn't win? And she's like, it's because my arms are so short. Yeah, like it's like.
Oh, like, she said. Yeah, yeah. She thought, translated.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she was like. She thought she was. Like, she lost because her arms were so short, and then it was like, no, you won. You won.
What an interesting excuse. My arms are too short. She's probably known that for a while.
Well, from
knowing the Chinese, they probably had her like sleeping with stretch.
I know. I was going to say that.
Well, from the Seoul article that I read, which is making me an expert here. It kind of seemed in character for her. Like she was kind of self-deprecating sense of humor kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It kind of seemed a bit cool actually that she's now become like a sensation in China because she's not like prim and proper.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot more like animated.
She's a normal person in a country full of robots.
Well, in a country where you're like you want to be in the limelight. Well, you will have to toe the state line. I mean, she did say some things about like the accusations of cheating and she's like
communism.
Rah, rah, rah. But apparently
why are you looking at me when Tyler says hail communism, yeah. Andy?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm the guy whose politics are somewhere left of Trotsky. Huh. But no,
same here.
She's
me too.
You know how they do that, like the big thing in China is that those live streams where like the person's talking and then they there's virtual gifts that people.
No,
I know what you're talking about.
It's a common thing that like celebrities in China will go on these services. And,
okay,
like, they're just talking to in the same way like a live YouTube stream or something would be, except the way the revenue works is that people buy them like a virtual gift, so it just shows up as like an emoji or something like that. Like so and so buy that,
but they actually pay money to send that.
Like
emoji.
Sometimes a lot of money. Like
it's like American Idol voting, right? It's kind of the same.
Craig, to put this in terms that you might know, it's like the webcam porn
webcam girls.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just like that.
What happens there?
Craig lived in China. That's why, like, every time I send him an emoji, I'm charged 50 cents. It goes directly into his account.
And the Chinese company that it runs it gets half the cut, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. I got to tell you about speeches in China. This is the country with the world's longest introductory speeches.
Oh, yeah?
Go to a banquet. You're not eating for 40 minutes.
No?
Because the guy who put it on. Like, banquet is the ultimate power. If you can actually put on banquets, that is the best display of power in China.
Mm.
And also the weirdest animals. Like, they pull off the big...
they're at the banquet?
They pull off, yes. Oh. They pull off the big silver thing, and there it is, like ostrich. Right? And that is a sign of your wealth. Or, like, kangaroo stir fry. Like... It's just
the last white
awful.
Tiger.
Yeah, exactly.
The last white tiger.
Harambe.
Hey, did you see those retarded
Siberian
white tigers?
Snow leopard.
No.
There's a documentary about, I hate to call them retarded, but they're inbred. And so you got like the cross-eyed, weird-looking, like really doofus-looking white tiger.
Yeah.
Apparently, they're the most crossbred animals in the world.
Because people are trying to keep them alive, but they're not.
Oh.
The gene pool
they're like also the show pet, right? And they have like these, I mean... It looks like the world's dumbest white tiger, and he genuinely is.
Genuinely.
Yet he's quite charming in his own way.
Yeah, well,
people like say the that same about Andy, too.
It's the same with a Down syndrome kid. They're very charming. They are.
Oh.
Andy's a huge Joey Moss fan.
Andy takes it to another level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible.
Next week, by the way, we're discussing Mike Ward.
Yeah, I forgot who he is, and I can't wait to
talk about
it.
Anyway, going back to the sports and booing, did you see the whole Hope Solo controversy? She had a couple of ones.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, Hope Solo is the goalkeeper for the American football team, soccer if you're American.
And the most hated soccer player among all.
And she's a girl.
Yeah. So the backstory...
Clarify.
Yeah. I sure hope that.
Because Sweden had a men's team, too.
So the backstory, if you don't know, is like before she went, she was like tweeting about Zika and putting a picture up on Instagram where she's wearing like a full mosquito cover and all her like...
The whole soccer team is?
No, just her and all her mosquito spray and stuff. And so the Brazilians who like to boo and stuff took exception to that. So every time she kicked out the ball, they went... Whoa, Sika! And then, of course, the Americans, they were knocked out by Sweden in penalty kicks. So it went to extra time and penalty kicks, and Sweden won. And after she tweeted, like, we lost to a bunch of cowards who couldn't play offensively or something like that. So, of course, they got even angrier at her people.
But did you actually, you watched the penalty kicks on that one, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Did you see the big, like...
Yeah.
So the Americans take their fifth shot. Sweden yeah. kicks after that. They're tied. If Sweden scores, they win the game.
Yeah.
She, like, all of a sudden, her hands are sore. She needs to get new gloves.
Her gloves actually broke. But apparently she ripped it herself.
But, yeah, she delayed for 10 minutes to psych out the American.
It was 10 minutes. Yeah, she went out to change her gloves, which I kind of respect that sort of antics.
Didn't she hit somebody with a bat across their knees?
Not in a football game.
Oh, no, that was the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was Winter Olympics.
No, she did have, like, someone reporting her to the police for, like, domestic abuse or something. Her sister or something.
Her girlfriend, maybe.
No,
That's an unfair stereotype.
But wait.
There's more.
I was at the Black Dog, and it was a group of soccer players.
Football?
I didn't know this reference. And I just saw a girl, and she was like, she's kind of the dominant one, like, kind of leading things. I'm just like, are you the goalie?
Mm-hmm.
And they all burst out laughing because apparently the stereotype is that the goalie is a lesbian.
Huh.
That's what I was told by a group of soccer players.
Oh, how did you know she was a lesbian?
I didn't say, are you? You're the lesbian of the group. I said, I think you're the goalie, aren't you?
But I didn't know the goalie isn't the dominant one. I thought you were going a different direction, that she was the alpha female, like you said she was the leader and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Because usually the goalkeeper is the nutty one. At least in hockey.
In almost every sport.
Yeah.
Outside of Peter Cech, nobody knows the name of any goalie who's ever played on any soccer team ever.
I love it. True. There's like a lot of the European,
there's Oliver Kahn.
Yeah.
Andy Seaman.
Oh. I think being Arsenal. My outside opinion, because I don't
Peter Schmeichel.
Care a lot about football.
Hans Goleman.
The difference between being a good goalie and a forgettable goalie is a couple of saves.
Well, yeah. Maybe, but the goalie also, like, I mean, the goalie has a lot more self-determination in soccer. Like, the goalie is the guy who gets, it's near the goalie, we kind of do it, and so the goalie is calling where the ball he's going
to... Oh, yeah, get to direct the game a little bit more.
Yeah.
The most useless goalie must be in, like, ice bandy. Which is basically the size of a soccer net.
It's crazy,
but
yeah.
The ball is tiny as a puck.
Yeah, it's like an orange. What is this?
Ice bandy. Okay. It's basically like soccer football. There's 11 players.
Yeah,
it's almost as big as a foot soccer pitch.
Yep, it's huge.
But it is on ice with an orange ball.
I attended an ice bandy game in Uppsala. And I'd never seen anything like that. But also, the guys who, like, hit the ball, like, they hit it like a golf ball.
Yeah, they do. Sometimes.
And they're, it goes that far.
Yeah.
And their penalty kicks are the best thing I've ever watched
for any sport ever. What is it?
Yeah, because it's like, so it's where they pass it to the guy, right?
No, so that's the corner.
The corner?
Yeah.
Okay, the corner is basically, that's the one that I was talking about. The ball is off to the side with a guy with a stick.
There's
five people between him and the guy who's going to hit it, and he basically passes it
through.
That's not what a
corner is. Basically like a soccer football corner.
Right.
Yeah.
But every defense, like every on the team on defense, they have to be behind the goal line when the pass is like taken. So everyone is behind the goal line.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they pass it out, and all of the defenders come rushing out. That's a corner.
Wow.
But the players line up in a way that it basically goes under every player's stick, and then one guy just smacks into it and hammers it as hard as he can at the goalie.
Exactly.
And the goalie doesn't have a stick, and he just dives with his little, like...
He's just standing there with his gardening
gloves. His handball gloves.
What? Yeah. The goalie can't use his stick in a penalty
shot.
He doesn't have a stick.
Or doesn't even have one.
No, he has, like, regular hockey pads basically and gardening gloves.
They're regular hockey goalie pads.
Oh my god.
If you think back to like 1980s hockey.
Oh yeah.
They're like those brown with the little holes in them.
Yeah.
And he's got gardening gloves and that's his equipment.
Gardening gloves.
Yeah.
So wait, do they do the like passing through everyone thing because it's
everybody
it's
like, fakes so, the shot.
So, yeah, so they don't know who is gonna okay.
Wow.
But usually it's just and then their penalty shot is like the goalie in the net. The ball at whatever yard line it is,
but the guy who's taking the shot can skate from like center ice and just hammer it as hard as he can at the goalie.
Yeah. Adding as much momentum
as possible. And the goalie has to like try to dive and save this ball from like a soccer net with his gardening gloves.
Jesus. It seems like it's probably a high scoring game.
What does the top like rink bandy, ice bandy player make in Sweden? And
I have no idea.
Can he get into a club without having to wait in line?
Probably.
I have no idea.
He's the goalie.
He's a goalie because that guy's crazy.
I don't know. They have world championships and stuff for that. And yeah. Usually it's like.
It's basically Finland, Russia, Sweden. One of those.
Yeah. Latvia, Estonia? Those?
Yeah, they're probably in it, but they don't win.
I feel. Well, the U.S. has a team.
Maybe. Somalia has like one too.
Minneapolis.
What?
Somalia? It's all Swedish immigrants. Or like immigrants to Sweden, yeah.
Oh, but
Swedish,
they represent.
Swedish immigrants, I guess.
Then. Yeah. Yeah.
They represent Somalia inside Sweden.
Yeah. No, in the World Cup. Yeah.
Well, they represent Somalia, but they all live in Sweden.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah.
What's the difference? I've never watched Inabandi, though.
Oh, that's basically like hockey on a floor, but
it's like floor
no
hockey,
checking.
But with stupid rules. Like you can't lift your stick above your knees.
Yeah, I always hated that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And you got to play with a goofball, actually. A goofy stick.
That was like floor hockey in like elementary school. They're like, don't lift your stick.
Yeah.
Now, I played Inabandi once. And it's fast. I got to admit that. It's fast. And they've got these cool little boards around the... Like, you're in a gymnasium, right?
Yeah,
but you've got, like, these, like, three-foot boards that go around there. So the ball can...
Yeah, it's basically like a hockey rink, but without the ice. And you run and you have a plastic ball. And
see, I thought it was kind of like ice bandy, but, like, in a gym. Mm.
No, it's like hockey in a
gym. It's a wiffle ball.
But if it was, ice bandy in a gym, it would basically wind up being, like, handball.
Does wiffle mean something in Swedish? Does it come from Sweden? Wiffle?
No.
No.
No, I think that's from baseball.
It's named after the German Hans Wiffle.
Who was shot, it was shot with a Gatling gun.
Actually, no. It stems back to World War II. And he was actually carrying around like a white vase.
Yes.
And he was caught in the middle, like around vase.
Oh, I see.
And he was caught in the middle of a gunfight. And when he came out of it, it was this round dome with all these
holes in
it. And he was like, aha.
Yeah, Wiffelball.
This is Wiffelball.
That is good.
And luckily, you got a job in the reconstruction, so yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do remember having one of my favorite Swedish drinks after a game of Inibandy. It was Trocadero.
Trocadero. I don't know if I ever had that. I had Pommack, but never Trocadero.
Pommack was very good.
Yeah. What's Trocadero?
I don't know. It kind of tastes like cream soda, kind of.
Before we wrap up, I had a couple of more sports things.
Okay.
Sports.
Do you want to save them for next week?
It's a sports
cast. Sure. Well, okay. A-Rod retired. Hold on. That was the first one.
Hold on. To get into sports, you need to
And
have
we all hate A-Rod.
Sports music.
You need to have... Sports.
A-Rod retired, and we all hate him. The end.
He didn't retire. He kind of retired. Yeah. He's not going to play for anyone for this year, but he may be back next year.
Did you just stop the podcast?
What?
Oh,
no, I haven't stopped. No.
What other sports?
You're Mickey Mouse.
Okay, we can go out on this because there's a song tied to it.
Nice.
So let me just pull up my notes here.
The hell is going on next door?
Do you know Aroldis Chapman? He's a closer in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Who got suspended like 30 games for like smacking his wife.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Okay. Anyway, so he got suspended. The Yankees had picked him up, but they let him go or whatever. And the Cubs picked him up because, they're in contention. So, we're going to pick up a wife beater. Although,
Not of the clothing variety.
He was found because his girlfriend didn't want to testify or something. So he was innocent technically, in the same way OJ was. So he comes in to a game, and what song does the DJ at the Cubs Park play? This song. The DJ got fired, but not him.
That DJ is a hero.
Yeah. Anyway, this has been Radio Evil on Pirate Satellite. Tune in next week.
Ooh, yeah.